This is a Christian Science extemporaneous prayer treatment. The website is mbeinstitute.org. There are various buttons at the bottom of every page which enable one to find out information about the Institute and the website. There is also a very extensive menu in the top left corner of every page, and the header, which is the top section of every page, includes a variety of links to some of the most popular pages on the website. This is an extemporaneous prayer treatment to confirm that within consciousness I have no ill thoughts about anyone or anything. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 states, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." This states that we each individually must let our own consciousness be involved. We must put this into the subjective so that we each individually are looking at everyone as God being the maker, and that they are the reflection of God, and that they have dominion within their own consciousness so that there cannot be anything that can obstruct their reflection of God. Nothing can come between us individually and God. Therefore, the only way we can see anyone is as a perfect image and likeness of God. Mary Baker Eddy states on page 475 that man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. Scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. Man is spiritual and perfect, and because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Therefore, we must individually follow this explanation from Mary Baker Eddy. We are each individually spiritual and perfect, and we must be understood to be so, and we must understand everyone else to be so by understanding that God is the only one that is the source, and we are God's manifestation, and the source includes the manifestation. It's not extra. It is included. All existence is a manifestation of God. God is the only substance, which is spirit. And spirit is flawless. So there cannot be a flaw in us individually or anyone else. And our consciousness can only hold the truth about ourselves, which includes everyone else. The truth includes all existence. God is defined on page 465 as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Mind refers to anything to do with the mental. Spirit is anything to do with substance. Soul is identity. Identity includes the spiritual senses of sight, hearing, feeling, smell, and taste. Spiritual sight is defined as spiritual discernment. In other words, being able to discern the difference between one thing and another. And of course, the real key is determining the difference between something that is being presented to us as material, which is a mortal mind suggestion, versus spiritual, which is a message, an angel message from God. Hearing is spiritual understanding. Feeling, divine consciousness. Smell, intuition of character. Taste, relish of truth. That's with a capital T, meaning God. Mary Baker Eddy states that we must abide in the 91st Psalm and know that such abiding is treatment and protection. There is nothing that can make laws or influence us. There is but one mind, and that is love. Do not give life to evil by attaching it to a person or thing. It cannot live without a body. Man is immortal, one. There is but one infinite manifestation. No error can attach itself to man, and why deceive ourselves by thinking it can do so? Every manifestation of life is ever-present and omnipresent good, and this carries within itself all healing, sustaining. Know that the kingdom of heaven is within you, and this is your armor. This prayer treatment will close by reciting the Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy on the topic of soul. We must hold soul in consciousness only as a sacred name for God. We have to rise above the belief that soul is an invisible personality residing in a fleshly form with a personal identity. Soul must be recognized as a name for God, and a name by which God is to be worshipped. We have to take the interpretation of soul as a personality out of subjective thought and replace it with the true sense. We should declare often, there is only one soul, and that is my infinite, incorporeal, supreme God. Soul is my God, and my God is soul. Amen. It is September 1, 2025, digitized as 250901 at 10:52 a.m., Monday. This is the end.